Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about it just a little bit. Well, I'm kind of a fanatic. I do it all year round. I have my own website. I write for several others. I do a lot of podcasts. And I play in about 70 leagues a year.
Oh, hell yeah. Now, I tell you, the best thing about this guy is I believe he's got a little grilled brew right here in front of us. It's beer night out. What's your favorite beer?
I actually brew my own, and I have a cherry porter that
oh, shit.
I buy for it.
Oh hell yeah. Now, wait. Holy grail, man. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Now, little folks, the guy's growing his own beer. I mean, you know he's got to be the Mac Daddy Barbecue Superstar right over here. Now, folks, if you're out there in competition or if you're just at home, and it's Friday night, oh, look, you don't work all week at your corporate job. Man, hell with that job. You know what? It's Friday night, we're free. Ain't nobody messing with us. So I want you to get you a big old drink. Now, it ain't got to be beer. Get a little Jack Daniels. Captain Morgan's fine with me.
There he is.
Hey, man. And we like Captain Morgan. Get yourself a big old drink. And now, I don't think my wife is participating. Give me one more. I'll buy him one, too, man. Whatever he wants. A double. Red. Now, I don't know what red beer is, but I'm fixing to Google one. What is red beer, you know?
Yeah, it's just like a Killian's Irish Red.
Okay.
It's their home brew, but it's the same time.
Okay, now I drank two beers earlier, folks, and I got so drunk, I couldn't hardly walk across the street. And this is my second beer, but I didn't drink it quite as fast. And now listen, if you're out there tonight, you're drinking a boot with us, I want you to raise it up high. Now, everybody raise your beer. Uh-oh, tap it together. Let's say, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah! Now, honey, if you're listening, I don't think she's... I didn't tell her I was going to do it, but we play the Hell Yeah song right now, but obviously can't, so I'm going to sing it all. I ain't never... No, let's not do that. Well, how's your fantasy football team stacking up this year? I mean, are you ready for the season?
Oh, I've been ready. I've been doing... Yeah, I'm absolutely always ready.
Okay, let me ask you one really hard question now. What's your number one draft pick?
It would have to be Arian Foster, running back for the Texans.
Oh, yeah. Now, is he that good a running back?
Oh, he absolutely is. He's the best running back in the game.
Now, has he healed from his injury?
Oh, absolutely. He's 100%. He's ready to go, and he's going to be out there every week.
Woo! Uh-oh, now... Do you think the Texans have a chance of placing in their division?
Yeah, they have a good team. They have a little problem on the offensive line, but with that running group, they should make do.
Okay. Well, that means you'll be watching the Houston Texans all year. Now, folks, if you're out there, raise your glass up and say, hell yeah, to Arian. Let's go. Ooh, this is like dark beer. This will mess you up very quickly. Don't try this at home. Now, to all our barbecue friends out there, Barbecue Superstars National Tailgate League is in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Unfortunately for you, I'm sure you're at a barbecue competition right now. Hey, I feel for you. You know, I can't help it. I'm down here at Dunn's Brewery, and I would be out there at the barbecue comp, but I'm a little tied up right now. So, but I know you Bud Light guys out there got a whole bunch of Bud Light. And now Miller Lite is not cheerleading bitter. I'd like to straighten it out right now. You know, Miller Lite is some tough. You get them 16-ounce cans. You drink two or three of them, you're gonna be messed up good as this dark beer. So if you got your little Bud Light, and you're out on the barbecue comp or Miller Lite or now. I know a guy out there named Pickin' Porkers has got a big old ball of vodka right now. I didn't say, oh, hell, I said his name. Oh, I'm sorry, man. Roger Wise. I mean, wait a minute. Roger, I love you. Don't drink the whole bottle, Roger. Just drink a little bit. Don't drink it all. Hell. Well, now, tell our fans a little bit. I know a lot of people out there want to know about fantasy football. Most leagues have 12 teams. And how many players on each team?
It's usually anywhere from 16 to 20 in a basic league.
Okay, so you have some players playing offense and defense?
No, most of the time in those leagues, it's usually just offense. usually looking at, you know, a starting lineup of one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, a kicker, and a team defense.
Now, girls are not allowed to play on these teams.
Oh, no, absolutely. Girls are wanted to play in these teams. Absolutely. More and more women are playing fantasy football every year.
Oh, they are?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, they're taking over the barbecue circuit, too, and I can run. I can do a laundry list of. And you know what it is? Women can pay attention to detail better than men in a lot of cases. And, you know, just because you can do it better don't mean you're the shit. You know, men are the shit. You know, we got muscles.
No, but they say we got muscles in our hands.
Well, I got to say, Yazzie Delta Q beats men every week, and Diva Q can literally beat a man, huh?
Holy crap, Diva Q comes up with some awesome stuff.
Now, I was at Jack Daniels, and I love you, Diva, but she would knock your ass out. I mean, she wouldn't play. And you know what? I wouldn't make her mad. Because I tell you, she's a sweet person, but if you got her, man, she'll kick your ass. So, you know, not all women are not physical. Some of them are physical, too, and hats off to all the physical women. And well, we're going to take a break for a minute now. You got 1 minute. It is now 7:14. All right, let's wait for it to change. And I've got about 14, 15 ounces of beer right here. And this is the fuck you up beer, folks. Now, this is the beer that don't play. And, all right, 7:14. I'm going to do 1, 2, 3. And Chris Johnson from Meat Rake, I know you out there. Now, you get your beer and you try to beat me. I'm going to start talking as soon as it's over. And I know you ain't going to beat me. But let's go ahead and do this. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Kill it.
No, 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 no. Oh, hell yeah.
Holy shit.
And how long is this show?
I know. Oh, Lord, I can't drive to the motel for 2 hours now. Folks, by the way, I left at 2 o'clock in the morning in Les Farberg. Got headed up the road. It's about 3 o'clock, and I was near Charlotte. And so here comes this black car. Pulls right up beside me. I'm like, what? And he's like right beside me, and he won't move. I didn't think about it being drunk. So I sped up. I was like, well, he's gonna shoot. He's gonna get a gun and shoot through the car. So I sped up. Well, he slowed down. I was like, well, he's gone. Next thing you know, he's behind me. And so everywhere I went, he followed me. I was like, this guy's going to kill me, man. He's going to wreck me. And so we got down the road a little bit. I looked back, and the damn police turned on the light. And I was like, oh, shit, he got me. No, he's behind the other car, and he pulled him over. And I realized he was trying to drive with me because he's so drunk, trying to keep straight by going by my lights. Oh, they got him big time. And when he pulled over, he swerved, was waving. I was like, oh, God. And so you know what that means. That means serious jail time, a lot of money. They're going to, oh, my God. And I felt sorry for the guy. Let's sing a song for all the drunks in the world. And, oh, man, God. Oh, hell with it. You fucked up. Well, anyway, man, I tell you, we're having a big time in Atlantic City, and, well, I ain't gonna, yeah, give me one more. I could crank this whole bar up and get them to do a hell yeah. Let me step over here. Let's see if we can get all the fantasy football guys to do a hell yeah. Wait, all my beer's coming. And, hey, fellas, we're doing a radio show. It's called Beer Night Out.
Yep.
And the big thing is for everybody to hold the glass up and say, hell yeah. And, oh, I got to be right there. So, okay, they're going to do it. All right. So, now, here's to all the fantasy football players in the whole wide world. To the 2012 season, we're going to win like champions. We're going to have a big time tomorrow. So, I'm going to do a big 1, 2, 3. And All right, that's a little bit early for the thing anymore. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! Drink it up! Oh, now it's the barbecue superstar. Hell yeah! Yeah. Now,
there's five fantasy football players here now. Who's got the best team, or who thinks they got the best game plan?
Not me, of course. Everybody knows that.
Jimmy always thinks we've got the best. He does, man. Jim does think he does. He always thinks he does.
Now, we got a guy in the middle of knows his shit. Now, you don't kick all their asses, aren't you?
Of course I am. You know that.
How did you play last year?
No, I didn't finish last. I won a couple.
Oh, he won a couple last year. And now, let me ask you something, man. Now here's the question of the hour, y'all. What's at stake? I mean, do you feel like your personal reputation's at stake or your manhood? I mean, what's really at stake about winning this thing?
Oh, it's about all of that. It's money, it's reputation, it's everything.
Oh, wow. Do y'all, like, work together at a corporate job or anything?
No, we're fantasy football guys.
We've never actually met in person until tonight.
Oh, y'all just been competing against each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, let me ask you a hard question. Like, when you're actually playing the game, are you feeling like, I'm going to kill this guy. I'm going to win this thing. I'm going to mess him up.
I'm always against Jim. Are you kidding me?
That's when you know you're the best, when everybody wants to kick your ass.
No. I want to kick his. We had a radio show together for a year and a half. Of course I want to kick his ass.
See, you know, in the background of the competition, it's always somebody wanting to kick somebody's ass. You know, I mean, you got to win the game. You know?
In the barbecue world.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You got to kick somebody's ass to win.
That's right, man.
Absolutely.
Just ask Myron Mixon. I mean, Myron Mixon and Cook kicked 220 competitions ass and won every one of them. And that boy can really cook. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there say, well, Bob don't actually cook himself, but folks, you know, I've got to stick up for Myron and say, I wasn't one of them. I never said that. I heard that. I never said that. But Myron, we love you. And his process, now he got rid of somebody who was on his team since then he started winning grand. You know, I just want to set the record straight. This Myron Mixon's process is a championship kick ass. Nobody but Myron. Myron kicks total ass. Just like he's fantasy football, guys. I gotta ask another question, fellas. All right, let's start with you over here. What player are you depending on the most for this upcoming year?
Oh,
God. Who?
Fred Jackson.
And who's he?
Fred Jackson. He just plays up there north a little bit, just running back.
All right. Oh, okay. And if he really screws up, how you gonna feel?
I got
DJ Silver. Oh, so you're a Buffalo man?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, that ain't no little bit about it.
Now, I was hoping for 4 years straight the kicker missed the damn kick, and that was the curse.
Jim Kelly, at the end of the game, to make it a 37-yard field goal, turn it into a 47-yard field goal. Later on in life, I did have a chance to tell Leonard
Marston
to kick my ass.
Well, let me ask you, is that ticker still welcome in Boston?
They love him up there.
Oh, really? No. Oh, what does it say on the shirt? I fucked up or what?
They love him up in Boston.
Now, let me ask you now, what player are you dependent on the most?
What player am I depending on the most? That's a great freaking question. I'm going to say right now, because I have 12 teams, so it's very hard.
You got 12 teams.
I got 12 teams.
This guy's a scientist now.
Scientist? The guy you were talking to before, he's got 70 teams. Are you kidding?
70 teams?
He has 70 teams.
The man has 70 teams. There's something wrong with these people.
Yeah, we're all addicted. Are you kidding me?
Now, can you feel 70 games and he got enough players?
He does. I don't know how the heck he does it. I don't know how he keeps track. I just have the 12.
This man has got 70
football.
Now, look, folks, this is too much information for me to handle right now. So I want you to hold up your beer, say, hell yeah, let's take a big old drink. We're going to have to get an explanation on this when he comes back. I just, let me reiterate what he just said. You got 12 teams? He's got 70 teams. I'm okay with that. I can understand that.
Nine of mine are dynasty leagues. Three of them are redraft. He does, I'm going to say, 10 dynasties and, 60 redraft.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you kick his ass?
Of course I kick his ass.
I mean, is it too much for him to control or what?
Well, yeah, he gets forgetful. He's old, you know?
Well, he's not here to protect himself. We're playing big games with him now. Oh, Lord. Now, folks, we're going to get a fight started at the end of the bar tonight. I'm drinking my beer playing incognito for a minute. Oh, he's way over there. He don't know what... He doesn't know what... He didn't piss him off, did he?
No, no. He's got five beers.
Oh, heaven. God, if he drank five beers, I drank two, it about killed me. This is my second one now. No, it's my third one. Honey, I'm not drinking too much. I just want you to know that. If you're out there, you can call my wife and tell her to put up the radio. Call 864-529-5737 and tell my wife to pull up the board so we can get some people in on the show that so we can all talk and have a good time. We're at the Sun Tavern in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And holy moly, they make their own beer and it's kind of strong. And now, everybody from the event tomorrow is over there in a group. And looks like they're a group of nice guys discussing the professional liability of tomorrow's occasion. And I forgot what I was going to say because I'm inebriated. Anyway, I'm going to wait a few minutes and get my wife a call in so she can, or pull up the board so she can, we want to pull some people in who can call. The number to call is 347-202-0263. And they got the Little League Baseball Championship World Series on television right now. And, Mama, I have regressed.
from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah, hell yeah, I said hell yeah.
Hey, it's Daryl from Barbecue Superstar. We had some logistical issues and I'm hoping not to get killed by some of these people. Got to be gone.
Yeah, and what's cool about it is, you know, we made it to be an expert.
expert league, like for people that are looking for the next way to play fantasy football. But what we realize is beginners and women love our games because you don't need to do a draft. You don't have to do 5 hours worth of research. You just go to our site every week, pick a new group of players, and once you use them, you can't use them again. So it's way easier than traditional fantasy football.
Well, I'm scared to ask you this question, but how many teams do you have?
I am in 7 leagues right now, which I got down. I was in 11, but it just got ridiculous, so I had to get rid of a couple. I'm now down to 7 leagues.
Okay, and in those 7 leagues, you have 12 teams each?
Yeah, I am in 2 10-team leagues, 4 12-team leagues, and 1 14-team league.
So if you use calculus and algorithms and a few other things, how many teams total do you have?
Still 7.
Good job! He's, what was that movie with, Lawrence Fishburne and,
The Matrix?
Yeah,
The Matrix! Love that movie! On TV, just because The Matrix looked cool on it in Best Buy. Gotta be honest.
This guy is pure hell over here. And now, we're not getting techno but, man, fantasy football is something I think that the barbecue people need to check on. And what got you into fantasy football?
You know what? I've been playing fantasy football for 17 years, and the guy next to me is my brother. And really, it was just a way for me and my brother to bond past collecting baseball and football cards together. So that's kind of what started it, and then from there, we just got addicted to playing fantasy football. But I got to tell you, too, man, I am also a barbecue expert.
Oh, I was done. Hold the boat. Oh, he said,
you know, I am willing to put my wing recipe. I worked at a wing place for 14 years.
Oh.
I'm willing to put my wing recipe up against any wing recipe in the world.
Somebody's talking shit. No,
wait.
All right, now wait a minute. Are you saying that you would meet Danny Kugel in a neutral location, and you and Danny Kugel, Duffy Stowe, maybe Myron Nixon, or some of these other big time cooks, you would meet them in a neutral location and cook off with them?
You know what? I'll meet Danny Kugel on his home court.
Woo!
I don't even need a neutral location. My sauce is so good. And here's what I'll tell you. No one's ever had one of my wings that didn't say that's the best wing I've ever eaten.
Oh, hold up. So, wait a minute. No. Well, I have a heart attack. Oh. All right, Danny Kugel. Now, you heard this. Now, I will throw this at you. In Kennesaw, Georgia, next week or week after next, I don't know if it's 2 weeks from now or what, Danny Kugel is going to Kennesaw to compete in a barbecue competition. Would you consider going to that competition and competing against Danny Kugel in a wing competition?
Yes, I would. And I will tell you, it's difficult for me to travel during fantasy football season. Really, every day I am doing 3 or 4 radio interviews. I do a couple of radio shows myself. But to beat Danny Kugel, if he's the dude to beat, I'm willing to travel to Georgia to do it.
Now, you got this live here at June. Brewery and Distillery or something like
that. Tavern.
Gun Tavern, okay, in Atlantic City. Now, what's your name again? He's issuing a challenge to Danny Kugel to meet him at the Kennesaw. And now, let me tell you, if you go to kcbs.us, it's got events up there, and it'll tell you exactly where to go. And you and Danny Kugel from Pitbull Above the Smoke, filmed by Barbecue Superstar, live on a radio show on Friday night, you guys can cook off, and then we want whatever number of competitors, if there's 10 competitors out there, Gary Landon, I'm calling you. Whoever shows up at Kennesaw can judge off your wing versus Danny Kugel.
Man. All right, so I'll tell you. Before anybody knew what wings were, I worked for a place called The Coop in Voorhees, New Jersey. Legendary. We did $1 million worth of wings every Super Bowl Sunday.
$1 million?
$1 million. We had to hire five traffic cops and hire five other restaurants, let us use their fryers to make enough wings for Super Bowl Sunday. I took their recipe and then I added to it to make it my own sweet and tangy wing sauce that nobody, including Danny Kugel, can even touch with a 10-foot pole. And here's what I'll tell you. Here's my caveat.
New Jersey!
Danny, after I whoop his ass, then has to join Suicide Fantasy Football in my expert league, and his name has to be Butts' Wing Sauce.
Oh. Holy shit! Now nothing has ever been put on Barbecue Superstar like this before. Now, we need to set this up. Now, I've got Danny Kugel on speed dial, and look, we will set this up now. If your barbecue competitor who is going to Kennesaw, Georgia, line up, set up. We don't want no cheating. We're going to do a blind box. You're not going to know who's wing or who.
And we're going to know mine are the best, Danny Kugel.
Oh! Oh, all right, now look. I want you and Danny to hook up. So could you give me an email?
Eric@suicidefantasysports.com. Put in the message, second best wings ever, please. Thank you.
Oh, shit. Now, you got that live right here on Barbecue Superstars Network Radio. Woo! It's getting a little too hot in the kitchen. Holy shit. Danny Kugel, call me. Let's set this up. Well, I'm going to walk over here. I got a fellow that's in the Fantasy Football Network, and I want to get him on the radio right quick. Holy shit, that was huge. I'm going to have to call Danny Kugel. But really what I need to do is get a hold of this guy right here and see if I can get him on the radio. What particular guy I'm looking for. The hell, he might have walked off. An old man somewhere. I don't see him. Man, it's Fantasy Football. Oh, there he is. He's presently involved in a big conversation over here. I wanted to get this guy on the radio right here before we quit tonight. And what's your name, buddy?
Kevin Brown.
All right. And what are you doing this weekend on Fantasy Football?
We are hanging out with the greatest point pong game, the best beer pong game that's out there. It goes anywhere. It goes to your tailgate. It goes in your swimming pool. It goes in your truck. Take it anyplace.
Man, I tell you, we got a city of it today, and folks, we were at Memphis and Maine. I know a lot of you seen the video, and you know the cuss went everywhere. It was a big old mess. And tell us a little bit of how you came about developing this game.
Well, my daughter, since my kids came home from college, they brought the game home. They always used to get annoyed because I beat them at it. The difference is to me, as an old timer, I was always, if I get the ball in the cup, I want the beer.
Oh hell.
But anyway, my daughter brought me a flower pot for the pool, and I said, there's got to be a better way of doing this. I want to take it somewhere. I have to let the air out. Got to throw it up again. So I developed this point pong game that you can play it in your house, you can play it in your backyard, or you can take it to a jail game, and you can also go in the pool.
Man, well, you know, the thing floats, and there's a string that goes between both ends of the beer pong game, so you can keep the distance between the two things the same all the time.
It's a regulation size table. It's an 8-foot table. You can make it a 9-foot table if you make it smaller if you want. It's a regulation height. And in May, we just won an award for the best tailgating game of the year.
Whoa!
about thinking that's a big old barbecue superstar. Hell yeah, right there. And I tell you what, this tailgate league thing just gets more exciting all the time. And tell me how somebody could go about buying it. Well, by the way, I put it on my Facebook, and we sold 10 of them. They're just trying to figure out how to buy it.
There you go. There you go. All you got to do is go to www.pointpong.com, and it's all right there. You got Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, videos, how to set it up, how to play it, and it's all yours.
There you go, folks, and we appreciate it. Now, we're going to have this video out there for them. And folks, I'm going to tell you, barbecue just got a whole lot more fun. We want to bring barbecue to tailgate, the Barbecue Superstar National Tailgate League, but we also want to bring tailgating to barbecue. And I tell you what, competition's fun. I know that KCPS is heavy competition, but you know what? Let's add a little hell yeah, a little pong point, and let's add tailgating and barbecue at the big national world championship level together. And we can do that in our sanctioned body on Barbecue Superstars. And you want to give our fans just a few words?
You can't have a tailgate without barbecue.
You can't.
No, it's impossible.
No, that's impossible. We're going to find out who this guy is. What's your name, bud?
I'm Randy.
All right, now, what are you doing here this weekend?
I published Tailgater Monthly Magazine.
Tailgater Monthly Magazine. All right. Now, we got the main man here, and we're interested in sanctioning that contest toward the end of the year. I want you to know that, and we've got the ability to do it in a recorded manner where people can know where they stand nationally all the time. Plus, we need to cut our teeth on our first competition. But tell us a little bit about Tailgate Monthly. I know you're a big sponsor here, and help me understand what y'all do and what's it all about.
Well, first, it's important to understand that there are three rules of tailgate. The first rule is have fun. The second rule is to be courteous to everyone around you. And the third rule is don't go to jail.
Now, we have seen some videos on YouTube
some New York Jet fans.
I'm not picking you out, I'm just saying. And some other fans have done some pretty wild things on tailgate. And we realize that nobody should go to jail. Look, it's about having fun. We need to bring some stability, because you're not doing your team any good when you do wrong on the competition circuit. But Tailgater Monthly is a big website and a magazine. What kind of stuff do you entail in Tailgate Monthly?
Well, the thing that we try to do is to bring a little lifestyle to the whole opportunity that tailgate presents. It is a lifestyle. There's really no definition of it. The one thing that we try to impress with people is to give them an opportunity to see what are the best recipes. Here's some unique products. Here's some things that you can add to your experience, because we know it's not for us to define what somebody does to have fun, whether they're in the backyard, whether they're in the parking lot, whether they're watching American Idol. It's all about camaraderie. It's all about fellowship with like-minded people. And the best part about tailgating is at the end of the day is that you can look back and say, hey, we had a great time, and let's do it again. And that's what we're all about, is to bring that. We're a source of information, not trying to tell people what to do, but give them things that they can do with what it is they're going to do anyway.
Man, that's a big old barbecue superstar. Hell yeah. Yeah, he said he's trying to bring people together. You know, folks, tailgating, barbecue, everything barbecue superstar does is about bringing communities and people together. You don't have to tailgate just at the football game. Do it at your house. Go to your toilet sack. When the big game's coming on, go down, get the barbecue going, get your Tampa Fizz out, get your teams going, and is that what tailgate really means to you?
Well, it really is. We understand that people are going to do what they do anyway, and so here's some things that you can do with what it is you're going to do anyway that you may not have thought of. And again, it gets back to not defining what people do for fun. I mean, whether you're in Washington State or Bangor, Maine, or Los Angeles, California, or Dallas, Texas, people do the things they do, And the best part about it from our standpoint is we get to be a part of that from just the source of information for you to be able to do what you do and have fun doing it.
All right, so Tail Gator Monthly magazine. How can somebody get to that? What's the website address?
TailGatorMonthly.com. Check us out. We have both print and digital edition. Our digital editions are free. Our print is a paid subscription, $20 a year. You get 7 issues, and you get the latest and greatest products. And here's the best part about our publication. They're not dated. So a recipe's a recipe. You will hold on to it. They're well produced, and we're very, very excited about being the lifestyle magazine for this industry.
Now, would you consider having some of these big championship barbecue people like Steve McHugh, Gazoo, Chris Lilly, Myron Nixon, Killer Bees, Chris Fulmer? Would you consider letting them do recipes or maybe videos of how to prepare different barbecue items? To come on and be contributed?
Well, they already are. We work with the Bob Gibson barbecue people. We work with Myron Mix. We work with several others. Dr. Ray Lamprey with the Green Egg. We'll actually next week be at the Great American Tailgate, Great Southern Tailgate Festival down in Amelia Island, KCPS sanctioned event. The thing about tailgating is that, again, it's not defined by what it is. This is tailgating, this isn't tailgating. It's what you want to make it. And obviously, competitive cooking is a big, big part of that.
So let me ask you about our 4 categories on our basic contest. 2 food turn-ins on a blind box where anything you want to cook, turn in, judge it. And then on-site judging of team spirit, and then an on-site judging of food arrangement. And then the last thing is 5 trivia questions whatever your favorite college team is. I mean, is that something you think is a pretty good 5 categories because there's no real definition of each category, or how do you feel?
Again, it reflects the flavor of what it is that you want to do. We're not trying to tell anybody what they should do. I mean, if you want to throw hot dogs in a pot of boiling water and everybody has fun doing it that way, then by God, you're tailgating. Who am I to say you're not?
Right.
So the bottom line is that do what you do. And oh, by the way, here's some ideas and suggestions that you might want to throw in there. Hey, maybe we should throw a bag of potato chips in with these hot dogs that we're boiling in water.
Yeah. Well, that's what barbecue's all about. And you know, competition barbecue has evolved into something that's addictive. It's so good. And I concur with that 1,000%. And, well, let me just give you a few minutes, friends. I mean, I know you're running a big magazine and a big sponsor here. Say anything you want to all the tailgate people.
Well, we certainly wish everybody could be here for the Fantasy Football Expo here in Atlantic City. What a great, great atmosphere. Looking forward to a wonderful weekend. And definitely check us out online at tailgatermonthly.com.
Well, I tell you now, we're getting a little deeper into tailgate, and what we're finding out is these guys know what they're doing. They're a source of prime information. And, you know, if you want to make your tailgate better, organize your team to get ready for real competition tailgating, you need to first become a member and a subscriber to Tailgate Monthly. And it's like being a member of the KCBS Bullsheet. You know, you got to become a member of the Bullsheet in order to become a good KCBS competitor. You also, as a tailgater, need to become a member of Tailgate Monthly. You know, Daryl, don't say you're wrong. I have told you, and I've carried you through a lot of different stuff in the last 3 years. And so I'm going to tell you, Tailgate Monthly is the number one publication that you need to get in touch with. So how can they go about becoming a member?
Well, it's very easy. Go to the website, flip around to the different banners that you see on the website, look at some of the things that we have, recipes, the videos, to some of the marketing partners that we work with, like Meadow Creek Barbecue, who I know in the competitive cooking world is the Cadillac of
big ass.
And they are a wonderful marketing partner with us. And if anybody is looking to be a competitive cooker, you definitely need to go to their website. You can click right off of it at Tailgater Monster. But bottom line is, it's all about having fun. What you enjoy doing, do it. And if you want to add some things to it, all we want to be is a source of that information for you to be able to increase your experience.
Man, that was awful, man. So you heard the word from the press, Tailgate Monthly, number one. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you, can give us an email address.
Just go to, you can email us at diehard@tailgatermonthly.com.
All right, diehard@tailgatermonthly.com. And I tell you, got a lot of great stuff going on for tailgating. Please go to that, subscribe first. And I tell you, if you're out there and you want to raise money, Barbecue Superstars National Tailgate League will work with you to help you sanction this contest. But we're going to bring Tailgate Monthly out to help you with that. And when we go out, we want to get you signed up for memberships and direct you to where you can get memberships. All right, thanks for coming on, Chris. And I know you know Chris Fulmer. He's our president and everything. How long have you known him?
Well, I can't say I know him personally, but I know who he is.
Okay. All right, well, that's great, man. Well, I think we might end the show now. We had a good time. I'll drink a few beers. And hey, no way.
And I'll get to know him really good here after another one.
Man, is there any way you take us out? We're going to do a big 1, 2, 3. And honey, I want you to add a shout out to this. Even the president of the Tailgate Monthly is going to say, hell yeah. And end the show. And Beer Night Out is at Ton, Brewery, and Tavern. And we've had a good time. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hell yeah. All right, it's Daryl. Move it out. Move it off. Good night.
All right.